This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You know, I have to say I'm at a bit of a loss. These developments are so historic, they're so impactful, and we're right here at the core of it all. And America in the next 2 months, Americans in the next 2 months, have a decision to make. It's very simple. The issues are complex, the data is complex, the analysis is complex, the history is complex, but the decision is simple. Either the United States of America, the Republic, the will for independence and self-government lives on as a worldwide example for human freedom and liberty in a free market capitalist system in a democratic republic, and we go on as free Americans, and we continue our manifest destiny of prosperity and private ownership of land and business. And in a free market with no government interference. And we continue that prosperity into the future as a worldwide example. Or it's done. It's over. Your freedoms are gone. Your self-government is gone. Your will be arrested. You will no longer have elections. You will no longer have private property. You will no longer have a free market. You will no longer have a business. You'll have nothing. You'll have whatever the government gives you. And that's it. And that's it. That's your choice. Freedom or tyranny? Freedom or tyranny? It's all in the balance in the next 2 months. All of it. And I'm still so perplexed and stunned at the modern day left as we view it. Whether it's Antifa or BLM or all of these other suckers that fall for fake news and hate Trump, it's not even about Trump. And I've always held out this weird hope, even if it's a tiny little fraction of a percentage, like the chances you'll die of COVID, like 0.001%. Maybe these people will finally get it. How they've been screwed over, how they've been fooled, how they've been duped, and they'll stop being mad at the people that are trying to expose it and instead turn and be mad at the people that duped them, fooled them, and then wanted to enslave them. I still have a small smattering of hope that's possible, but they're full in, man. They're full in. They love the Biden steal. They love the Biden child molest. They love the Biden collusion with foreign countries. They love it all. They love the mainstream media. They love the mask. They love their servitude. They love their slavery because at a psychological level, you have to understand there's a will in people. There's a will to be free or a will not to be free. So when you have a will to be free, you have a spirit of liberty. You have a spirit of freedom. When you have the will to control, you're willing to sacrifice anything in order to achieve that control over your fellow man. So, for the low-level street liberal Democrat, the mask is enough for them. If they can just tell you to wear a mask, they feel fulfilled, and that's good for them. They don't want to own any property. They don't want to run a small business. They don't want to have a family. They don't want to learn for themselves. They don't want to think for themselves. They just want to control you and tell you what to do. So if it's as simple as a tiny little thing like making you wear a mask, that's all they need for the rest of their life. And that's all they'll have. We, on the other hand, the freedom-loving individuals, we want a free market. We want private property. We want a family. We want a church. We want a business. We want prosperity. And these are the two diametrically opposed forces right now, and it's all hanging in the balance in the next 2 months. And I thank God people are finally willing to stand up against this monster, this deep state, this globalism, this global criminal cabal. This global criminal mafia. I'm so glad Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, the others, more will rise up too. That's the beauty of it. When you see something like this, that means the backup forces are coming.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things, but the globalists don't want you to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, which is a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency zone.
Come and take it. And they're trying. They're trying to take it all, but America is rising up, ladies and gentlemen. The disingenuous hypocrisy, fraudulent, phony nature of the liberal left has been fully exposed, and America is done with it. Neutral Americans are being kicked into high gear. The fear that people had to stand up against this deep state, this global criminal cabal, is starting to wane as they realize the entire future is in the balance. And so I predict, from the leadership of Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, Lynn Wood, and others, more Americans are going to join this fight, and we are going to be roaring in the next 2 months, roaring our way to victory, roaring our way exposing the deep state election fraud that we've been dealing with in this country for decades, and then roaring our way to a free market prosperity into the 2020s, unlike anything we've ever seen since maybe the 50s, maybe the original Roaring Twenties, but probably beyond that. But only can we manifest that destiny if we fight now. And so that's why I've decided, I mean, I haven't even organized this with anybody, because I was thinking what's happening in Atlanta is so historic. You know, maybe I just try to fly out there. I have in-studio duties tomorrow, so it'd be quite a relenting travel feat, but then I decided, you know what, the people are already in Atlanta, it's already going to be massive. Why don't I mobilize and activate here in Austin again, where for the last 2 weekends, there have been thousands of people turned up. So, I'm going to be back out at the state capitol this Saturday at noon. And if you want to continue to show our support for President Trump here in Texas, show up with me this Saturday at noon. If you want to be a part of the massive rally, head down to Georgia. Atlanta, it's going to be huge. If you just want to be a part locally, find the state capitol near you. I'd head that way this Saturday at noon. There'll probably be other people out there. And this is the easiest level of fighting this. If we have victory at this level, then we are lucky. We are fortunate. Because if we can't fight this battle and win in this next 2 months, folks, the only way out of this is a physical fight. And none of us want to turn that switch. None of us want to turn our country into that, what that would look like. But we're right in the threshold. I mean, we are in that time period. And whatever we do here in the next 2 months determines what we do for the next 10, 20 years. But this is going to be quite a struggle here, legally, for Trump's legal team, and then for we, the American people, to remain steadfast and keep our will strong, because it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight, and we have the entire media against us. We have big tech against us, Hollywood against us, most establishment politicians against us. But we've got us, we've got Trump, and we've got more coming to Trump's aid. And so it's on. It's on. Now, I need to cover this news here. Alex Jones is going to be hosting the fourth hour. I'm going to host the first hour of the War Room with some other breaking news with Harrison Smith and Patrick Howley. Then Harrison Smith has other great guests after that. But let me just try to get through all of this news here. But I've only got 5 minutes here, so let me just go through some of these other lighter stories before we get to the major stories on the fake pandemic of COVID and then the voter fraud. But right now, the Great Reset is trending worldwide on big tech. And people are starting to realize what this is. And so now the Mises Institute has a whole essay, The United Nations and the Origins of the Great Reset. And it's all in there. Fake climate change, eugenics, population control, fake news. It's all part of the world government. So how do they bring in the world government? Using fear. Using manipulations of trade markets and financial markets. Bringing them to their knees. Then you beg for the world government. Stopping the food chain. This is the process they're undertaking. And so that's why America can't shut down again, folks. That's why they want to shut America down. And in fact, here's what they're trying to do. They're going for the third wave of shutdowns and lockdowns because, I mean, folks, the whole COVID thing is over. I mean, nobody buys it. Nobody's really scared of it. Either you wear the mask for a virtue signal or you hate wearing the mask. Nobody's really afraid of COVID. The whole thing's a big joke. But they're going to have their new, it's just all about TV graphics. So they'll start seeing the graphics of spikes and cases and all this stuff. They're always, oh, Texas, more cases than ever. It's all testing. It's all BS. The tests don't even work. They're all fake. And so what they want to do is they want to have the third lockdown. They want to have the fake pandemic back on TV, show you the charts, get you scared again, make you wear the mask forever. And we now have major studies that show the mask doesn't work. New studies, by the way. These are brand new studies. There's dozens of them now. We'll cover that coming up. So that you go into the third wave of lockdown, you're pissed off, you're sick of it, you have to be wearing the mask all day. Now they say in your home. They now have mask mandates in your home. I'm not even kidding. I mean, total tyranny, folks. Like, somebody comes and does that, I mean, that's total tyranny. What do you do to tyrants? Death to tyrants. Death. To tyrants. Death to tyrants. And they want to come make you wear a mask in your home. So you're going to be so sick of it. You're going to be struggling financially so much. But that's when Biden comes to the rescue. And so they're going to give Biden the big victory right out of the gate. It's kind of like how they gave Obama the Nobel Peace Prize when he didn't deserve it. He was a murderous president. He ran guns. They're going to give Biden the huge victory of we beat COVID. And they'll just say it. It's all TV run anyway. So the TV will just say, COVID's done, finally. Thank you, Biden. You can take off the mask. You can reopen the business. We have the vaccine. Biden did it. Give him the huge victory and then shuffle him out in a ceremony and then hand it to Kamala Harris, who was the least popular Democrat during the primaries. The least, polled the lowest. Nobody likes that disingenuous, fake, phony, dirty cop fraud. Nobody likes her. But see, that's the big plan. Oh, Biden saved us from COVID. But you know what? He's done his duty. He's an old man. He can shuffle off into the sunset. And then here comes dirty, corrupt Kamala Harris. A dirtbag commie, the fakest laugh like a wicked witch of the West cackle you've ever seen. And she's bringing in the communist government quicker than you can even blink an eye. So that's their plan. Bring in Biden, saves the world from COVID, totally fake. He gets celebrated, grandiose ceremony, and then shoehorn in Kamala Harris, the commie dictator witch, to roll you up into a communist global system and sell you out like a slave. So that's their big plan, and now everyone's aware of it, and that's why everyone's talking about the Great Reset, and that's what COVID was all about. And that's why they're stealing all these elections. And now the left knows this is coming, by the way, folks. See, they are really stupid, but most of it is actually an act. They know Trump's not racist. They know Trump won the election. They're pretending all of that just because they're total frauds. But now they know what's coming. And so the headline at InfoWars, the story is there. Leftists suggest re-education camps, firing squads, banning talk radio, and deprogramming 75 million Trump supporters. Folks, they know they've lost. They know they're done. And so this is all they have left, is a total election theft, implant Biden, and then they hope to put us in jail and kill us because they know we're the freedom fighters. We'll save the world from slavery.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jones Show. Owen Stroyer sitting in for Alex in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Alex Jones is joining us in the next hour. What would you do if you were a global criminal cabal bent on collapsing powerful nation states into a world government that you control? Well, you would identify the biggest threats to that criminal cabal and the execution of your global criminal plans. That would be the United States of America. You would then identify the threat within that country against your criminal enterprise. Well, that would be Trump supporters. Well, then what would you do? You would activate your propaganda agents in the media and in the government and in Hollywood to indoctrinate and brainwash as many subjects as you could to make them your foot soldiers against the freedom fighters that stand in your way of your global criminal enterprise. So that's what's going on. And so you're going to see AOC and other leftist liberals call for jailing and reprogramming and, yes, killing of Trump supporters in the next 2 weeks because they've been brainwashed and they have been labeled as the New World Order globalist criminal cabal foot soldiers to come in and wipe us out because they realize InfoWars, it's kind of like, well, what would you do? Well, you'd censor InfoWars. You'd censor Citizen Zero. You'd censor Case Zero. Well, we're Case Zero. We're Citizen Zero for the American Revolution 2.0. We're Citizen Zero for supporting Donald Trump, getting him over the hump of the Republican primary process. So they targeted us, censored us. Now they're targeting all the Trump supporters so that they can come in and mop up America. And the brainwashed liberal left dumbasses will have no idea what's going on until they're put in a cage. But that's how this always goes. So they activate them as foot soldiers against us, tell them to put us in jail, tell them to kill us. So then when the global criminal cabal comes in, they have no resistance. We're the resistance. We're the freedom fighters. We are the dam that stands in the way of worldwide tyranny. And this next 2 months will determine all of it. Now, let's look at some of the latest headlines when it comes to the steal that the Democrats are currently engaged in. The Gateway Pundit, Lynn Wood on Mark Levin Show. Trump won a 70% plus landslide election. He probably had 400 electoral votes. Lynn Wood usually sells things high, but delivers high. Like when he sued CNN, I think for like $500 million or something. I think he ended up getting like $200 million. So you're like, well, he went high, but $200 million, pretty big. So will Trump get 400 electoral votes? Probably not. Did the Democrats steal California and New York? Chances are, probably, actually. But no, Trump will get at least 300 electoral votes. I think, this is a quote from Sidney Powell, I think we'll find that Trump had at least 80 million votes. Sidney Powell on the magnitude of President Trump's 2020 win. And then in this story, ladies and gentlemen, the Gateway Pundit has published the returns in these counties at given times, and look at the ratios here. They come in at a clip of 50.51% for Biden, 49.949% for Trump. In every time, folks, that is a statistical impossibility. that's called an algorithm that you put into the electronic voting machines to give the results you want. We've had Bev Harris on the air about this dozens of times for decades. Now it's all coming out. Patrick Halley says this today, and he's going to have the story at nationalfile.com, and he's going to come on the War Room with me at 3:30 to discuss this. Busted. This internal email from Maricopa County, Arizona, talks about issues and concerns with markers, but says they have to give voters markers anyway instead of ballpoint pens on Election Day, and we have the email. And so we're going to talk about that with Patrick Halley on the War Room today, and he's going to publish that at nationalfile.com. The Federalist. In Nevada, a corrupt cash for votes scheme is hiding in plain sight. And then they even have photos where they pull up and they give people gas cards. They give people gifts. And then they stand there with their ballot. And then they stand there with their gift. And it all happens, all exchanged, all documented. Just like what we caught in Texas with Project Veritas. And it's always Democrats. Every time. It's the same psychological analysis. Why don't Trump supporters, when they organize by the millions in D.C., or hundreds of thousands in Richmond, Virginia, or thousands in Austin, Texas, or Atlanta, or any other state capital, why don't Trump supporters loot and burn and assault and flip cars and engage in rioting and violence? Because we don't do it. It's not in our makeup. We're not criminal scum. But what happens when the Democrats organize like Black Lives Matter? What happens when the Democrats organize like Antifa? They assault, they get violent, they riot, they burn, they loot, they steal, they assault people. Same thing happens with voters, voter fraud. Why don't you see the stories and the affidavits and the eyewitness evidence of Republican, where actually you do, but they go for Biden. But you never see this with Trump people. Trump people aren't going around mailing in 30 ballots. Trump people aren't voting under their maiden name and then their married name. It's always Democrats every time. It's the same psychology, folks. They've already done the massive psychological studies. We just covered it ad nauseum. Democrats are 10 times more likely to steal and rob. Conservatives are 10 times more likely to give to charity. These are mainline psychological studies. So it's the same thing. Why don't Trump supporters loot and steal? They're good people. Why do Democrats loot and steal? They're bad people. Why don't Trump supporters cheat to vote? They're good people. Why do Democrats cheat to vote? They're bad people. That's what it comes down to. Simple as that. More statistical anomalies coming. This is in the New York Times. They celebrate this right in front of your face, like the vote Viagra for Biden. Voters turned out in record numbers in 2020, even during a pandemic. Both major parties gained millions more votes compared with 2016. Our analysis found that votes were up in nearly every county. Actually, that's not true. It was only in four specific counties that I covered first. Now everybody's realizing it. Yeah, it's Detroit. Yeah, it's Milwaukee. It's Madison. It's Philadelphia. Duh. But here's the statistical anomalies. President Trump received 10 million more votes across the U.S. than he did 4 years ago, including minority areas. Wait, so how would President Trump gain 10 million votes? Well, he gained popularity. Actually, pretty simple. We saw it at his rallies. He continued to deliver. People realized that all the fake news was lying about him, the Russian collusion, all of it, so they voted for Trump. But then somehow, magically, Joe Biden added 12.5 million more votes over Hillary Clinton from years ago. Well, where's any evidence of that? How would that happen? Joe Biden had no rally turnout. Joe Biden didn't even have rallies. Joe Biden was completely exposed as a criminal fraud. So how is it that Biden gets more support than Trump or Hillary? And how is it that Trump gains support from 2016, even though he lost the election? Well, folks, the answer is obvious. We all know it. The Democrats cheated. Millions of illegal mail-in votes for Biden, and then millions more votes switched on the electronic voting machines from Trump to Biden. The Democrats have been caught. This is massive criminal behavior. They all need to be locked up in jail, and any Democrat voter ought to be ashamed of themselves.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here, sitting in for Alex. We are about to have an all-star panel coming up with Alex Jones. We'll be featuring Ali Alexander, Nick Fuentes, Jay Dyer, and others live coming up here in about 30 minutes. They may pop in before that as well. They are on the scene in Atlanta, about to have major breaking news. Folks, again, we skipped about half of our breaks today in the first 2 hours to cover that press conference live. So that was basically us just saying, you know what, we'll take that financial hit of those breaks. We trust the audience is going to come through and go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Buy DNA Force Plus right now for 50% off. Buy Bodies right now for 50% off. Look at all the other great discounts on all the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the air filters, the water filters, the emergency food supplies, the hats, the T-shirts. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. You are our sponsors. We answer to you. And we will continue to deliver for you as long as you continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, let me finish up this election stuff and then go into the fake COVID pandemic news that is breaking now as well. You know, I hear Rudy Giuliani sound more like Trump. I hear Trump's legal team sound more like InfoWars, and it is such a relief. I really can't even put it into words. Because I don't even know how to explain it. It's like knowing you know, it's like no, or like sitting and watching Jeopardy or something and knowing what the answer is and like screaming at the TV what the answer is, or Wheel of Fortune or whatever, some game show, or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and you know the answer and you're sitting there just screaming, oh, that's the answer, but obviously the TV is not hearing you and then the person gets the answer wrong. I sat here for months. Alex Jones sat here for months, and we broke down the oncoming election fraud so much to a T that the exact counties that we highlighted here at InfoWars are the ones they're investigating right now for massive fraud. Now, it doesn't take a genius to do this. It takes a little will. And so it's shocking. You think, wow, we're the only people that have the will? Not anymore. That's the beautiful thing. So it's now coming out. In the exact two counties, I highlighted on the war room that they were going to steal in Wisconsin, it's now coming out. Wisconsin election will recount in two counties to go ahead, and it's the two counties that are strong, held by Democrats in Milwaukee and Madison. Duh, the Democrats are going to cheat in Philadelphia? Duh, it's like Rudy Giuliani. What did he say? Democrats cheating in elections in Philadelphia is like getting in a drunken fight at a Philadelphia Eagles game. It's guaranteed. It's all coming out. And I do think it'll go to the Supreme Court, which has me worried. But that's going for it all, folks. That's going for the home run. That's swinging for the fences. So I admire that from Trump's legal team. They've obviously weighed the risk, but they realize a small victory outside of the Supreme Court is not going to be impactful enough. And trust me, it's not necessarily a bad thing that the Supreme Court is taking these measurements, but they don't have the spine to do it. It just comes with the territory where they don't want to decide a presidential election, okay? But they're basically in the position now to decide. They're going to be in the position to decide a presidential election. A lot of them are going to balk at it. Unless the evidence is so overwhelming that it's not just this election, but it's the voting machines they're going after, then they'd be more willing to make a decision. But believe me, they're already saying how they're already discussing behind closed doors. They don't want a decision. They don't want it on their bench. They don't even want to see it. But Trump's legal team is like, no, you will see this. You will rule. You will see the evidence. And you will stop these rigged elections from taking place. That's their pitch. That's their swing. That's where we're at. And it is going to be an epic battle, ladies and gentlemen. Now, oddly enough, on a different angle of the last elections, it's going uncovered. You have new, fresh blood into the Republican Party, as highlighted by Gabriella Hoffman here. There are two new GOP members who grew up under socialism, Cuban-born Carlos Jimenez and Ukrainian-born Victoria Spartz. So they're calling it the anti-communist squad, you know, against the communist squad of AOC and the like. Two children of Cuban immigrants, Milianakis and Elvira Salazar, Descendants of folks who fled socialism have much to rejoice. So now we're going to have the anti-communist squad of all these young Republicans in there, who, by the way, folks, it's incredible. I looked at it. Most of the new Democrats elected to Congress are white men. Most of the new Republicans elected to Congress are women or black and Latino men. Now, one of the freshly elected Democrats, who my guess has got in with a cheat in St. Louis, because I talk to people in St. Louis, nobody likes this. And they know she's an Antifa Black Lives Matter goon, Cori Bush. But she's already going full bore with her communist tactics. And she says, we want to cancel student debt and medical debt because we believe education and health care are human rights. Very complex stuff there. Real issues, but here's what they've already said they want to do. They only want to relieve medical debt and student debt for African-American or Latino-American Americans who happen to be in debt. And my guess is they'll strike Latino out of that, too, and probably just end up giving it to black Americans, because they're already making statements and putting it into, I guess, whatever you want to call it, where they no longer consider Asian Americans to be minorities. Or they'll say, oh, these are not oppressed groups. And then they'll say, oh, only black Americans are oppressed groups, to fully really try to empower Black Lives Matter and to fully indoctrinate these black people into thinking that, okay, you run America now because you're black, and so whatever you say goes because you're black. And that's what they get these people to believe. And so that's what people like Cori Bush and the Democrats are about to bring to this next Congress. I think it'll be the 117th Congress, guys. Check me on that. I think that the Congress that'll be sworn in on January 21st, I believe is what it is, or somewhere in January, will be the 117th Congress. So that's all coming up. Also, another tech giant is leaving Silicon Valley. Keith Raybouls is leaving Silicon Valley. He's been involved with Square, LinkedIn, Yelp, PayPal. He says he's moving from Silicon Valley. Quote, I think San Francisco is just so massively improperly run and managed that it's impossible to stay here. He notes as well, COVID sort of masks this stuff. It's not quite as obvious where people are moving to and if they've actually moved since everybody's working remotely. So basically, the Democrats have destroyed California. The Democrats have destroyed the great cities of California. Anybody with any wherewithal who wants to live in a actual functioning free society has realized that and is moving the hell out of California. In fact, you now have Californians signing and forming petitions to secede from California and start now, they call it the Greater Idaho, and they're linking up with people in Oregon. So basically saying, all right, we'll give the Democrats and the commie Democrats Portland to destroy, Seattle to destroy, San Francisco to destroy, Los Angeles to destroy, Oakland to destroy. They've already destroyed all of it. But they're saying, here, Democrats, you keep your hell holes, you keep your crap pits of San Francisco and Portland and the rest. We're just going to secede and join the Greater Idaho. I'm not saying that's going to happen. The point is, Democrats have destroyed every major city they run. Everybody knows it, and they're moving the hell out, and it's happening right now in California. Alex Jones and an all-star cast coming up. Don't go away.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For the next hour and 10 minutes, we're taking over from Atlanta, Georgia. Owen Schroyer riding shotgun in the Austin, Texas Command Center. And we've got Jay Dyer. We've got Nick Fuentes. We've got Ali Alexander all sitting to my right here from this hotel office area here in downtown Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to leave here in about an hour and 15 minutes and drive to the governor's mansion about 10 minutes away for a protest there. We had even bigger crowd out today. Amazing folks. Thank you for coming out. I'll be out tomorrow at high noon there at the Capitol. I wasn't there today. I was holding down the fort here, getting a bunch done, but Ali Alexander and the rest of these other great patriots who are, again, they don't work for InfoWars. People think it's their own show. They must work for InfoWars. They're with us. No, they're just other great patriots that we've coordinated with, like all the other citizens that are here. And I promised you today that they had the press conference that I was going to talk about the way to stop the great lockdown, the great reset, the great end of civilization, the great corporate economic siege weapon, and lay out how to do it. I'll do that tomorrow. In fact, I think today I'll just take probably 30 minutes where I really get down to brass tacks and lay it out, because it's really scientific. It's also historical. It's a way to defeat it. But bottom line, you've got to start talking about how this is a crime against humanity, Nuremberg trial, Geneva Convention violation, how it is organized crime, and how they are the ones behind it, and how diabolical it is to create a world depression and consolidate control in their own words. And so that's all coming up. But, I mean, let's start with Jay Dyer, because Jay, and in the next hour, we're going to hit in great detail this big press conference by Trump's lawyers that I had a chance to watch. You guys were downtown We basically carried that the first 2 hours. You guys were at the Capitol. You were getting a lot of tweets, though. People were saying 9 out of 10 stars. Pretty powerful evidence being put on the media trying to cover that up. That's next hour. But right now, this little segment and a little extra segment coming up, and then most of the next hour, we'll get the other subject. What is the Great Reset? Why is it such a big deal? And how do we resist it and energize humanity to understand this is 21st century warfare, Jay Dyer?
This is an at least 100-year-old technocratic plan. You've got people like H.G. Wells. You've got people like Bertrand Russell. They said 100-plus years ago that what they would bring in eventually was a plan to integrate every continent, every nation into a global government under a technocratic bureaucracy. Unelected, you don't have any say-so in it. And so this plan has continuity, and it's global. It's not located in one place. And now we know from 2018, explicitly through the Fourth Industrial Revolution, Klaus Schwab's book, he lays it all out. He says at the beginning of the book that we're going to inculcate a new ethic. He calls it a new covenant using religious language. It's a new covenant that will brainwash the youth mainly. And so that when they come into, you know, their flourishing period, they're going to accept this, and it includes every aspect of society. It's a rewrite. It's a synthetic rewrite of biology. It's a integration of all the economies into one global economy. It's a cashless society. It's a track and trace society. And Klaus even goes to the point of mentioning microchips. He says everybody's going to take a microchip. It's going to be integrated into a satellite network. That's what the Great
Reset is. He said we're going to merge humans with machines. And then now you're with the British Prime Minister saying that.
Yeah, Trudeau says it. Trudeau says this is the opportunity right now. We've been looking for it. That's why Klaus wrote his book 2018. And then he writes another book saying, this is the excuse. Now bring it in.
And he says COVID isn't even a threat. We're using it for that. Why are they being honest about it?
Externalization of the hierarchy. This is the idea that once you've gotten the population to a certain point, they think they can just say it outright. And it's a gaslighting. It's like a kind of, we're going to throw this in your face. By the way, it doesn't exist. But by the way, it does. That's why I think.
Absolutely. Nick Fuentes, you've been laying this out. What's your perspective on how we stop it?
Well, I think that this is basically the last stand here. I think that what Jay is saying is true. And if you read the book that Klaus Schwab wrote about COVID, this is the excuse that they're using. And this is the pretext. This is the transition when they're going to make their move here. So the way that we have to stop it is there needs to be a unity among everybody that is basically pro-humanity. This isn't even really, in some sense, a right-wing thing. It's really more about defending our biological, spiritual, and cultural integrity as a people against, you could say, transhumanism, globalism, whatever you want to call it. And I really do believe that's what President Trump did in a more implicit way in 2016. It was a lot of Obama voters that went for Trump in 2016.
But Trump was announcing it's about you, the people, a human world, a world for humans. He was directly challenging it.
Exactly. It wasn't the typical beltway conservatism articulated by people like William F. Buckley or even Ronald Reagan or something like that. It was something I think that was a little bit more with a universal appeal, a universal call and a cry out against what I think everybody's been witnessing happening, which is a society that is not human and the total homogenization of the entire planet, the destruction of culture, the destruction of humanity.
It is really an alien takeover. Whatever's behind it, it's anti-human. Ollie Alexander, you want to comment on this?
Yeah, I think that the reason I think all of us are participating in Stop the Steal isn't just for Stop the Steal. It's not for Trump. It's not about this election. It's that they've been dogging us for 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, and they're trying to break the human spirit. So, you know, if I were to answer the question that you asked, Nick, it was, well, how do we win? We build the morale. We build the strange alliance between pro-human people and say, we're not going to cooperate with your lockdowns. We don't believe your stupid media. We're not going to take your stupid vaccine. We are going to survive like we've survived as a species, rubbing and tumbling.
And we believe in self-governance. And I'm not going to do anything else. So Stop the Steal, lockdowns, prevent the Great Reset. What we need is actually a reset in the social contract. And that's what we're, I think, all pushing for.
Absolutely, because the IMF, the World Bank, the big central banks are the most ruthless people that go in and try to bankrupt third world countries, try to dehumanize people, try to get people in debt. And now they're trying to destroy the economy to put us in debt, calling that helping the poor. It is the most cynical, sickening evil by Klaus Schwab and Justin Trudeau and all of them. And the weird new age cult-like heavens, you know, gate hellbop type way they say it is really freaking people out. And they're going, wait a minute, I heard this from decades from Alex Jones and others. Now it's happening. Yeah, it was on the drawing board now. And they got everything lined up, all the army set up, everything prepared, and they've now launched it. So nothing gets better by complying. It only gets better by resisting. And they want to bankrupt things to make you poor so they can give you a universal income at a subsistence level to dictate the terms of your surrender, which means the destruction of you and your family.
Yeah, yeah, and it's the terms of your survival. You know, if you don't take the UBI, you don't eat. You can't take the train. You can't take a plane. You can't send your kids to college. It's not just this peer pressure, this psychological thing. They want to kill you if you don't take the mark, and they're going to sell it to you as enlightenment.
And you see what big tech does with just the proto version of this, Jay. It's all about control, all about intimidation, all about social credit score, all about censorship, all about starving you. This is just the first wave.
Yeah, we had Facebook rolled out to us ultimately as the beginning stages of this. Social media was the preparation for the social credit system. So the same people that do that, they roll it out in China. It's the same And so what that's going to be is, again, this integrated system. And if you go all the way back to Plato, go back to the ancient world, Plato said control the lower part of the pyramid by making it communal, making sure they don't have private property. Klaus says you're not going to own anything. You're going to be happy. You will be happy. Right? He's sitting there in his Blofeld outfit, literally looking like Blofeld. He wears the actual costume of Hollywood people, right? And he's sitting up there saying you will be happy. You're not going to own anything. You're going to have a circular economy where you rent everything. You rent everything from Jeff Bezos. An Amazon drone is going to deliver it to your door. Everything's rented. You don't own anything. And that's for that lower class. So it's a
communism. And then they can direct your every move.
Yeah, it's a communism at the bottom. And then there's this upper class of the bureaucrat elite that are totally free from any laws. That's literally the system. So it's a mix.
And that's what Nick Rockefeller famously told Aaron Russo before he died, is that that was the plan.
Right. Yeah, feminism plays into that. He said that to get the women into the workforce, and then there's a whole other bundle of people to tax, right? And then also, in the long run, destroys the family. You have that Berylson memo, the Planned Parenthood memo from the late 60s, 68, 69, where they state that the Jaffe memo, that they will bring all of this in as a social plan, ultimately to get rid of the family. That's the goal.
And then when they say we're going to have a global government using the threat of a virus and the Rockefeller plans and all of it.
Yeah.
Well, and I think what people have to realize when you ask about what we could do to stop this, in my opinion, one of the biggest things that's keeping people from getting out on the streets and taking action is the fear of repercussions of opposing the system. And what people have to begin to realize is that if we lose this battle and if this transition is allowed to take place, that's it. That's the end. There is nothing worse than what's coming. When they talk about no private property, circular economy, mass surveillance, that's another aspect. In the article that we're all talking about, I think from 2016, at the closing part of the article, it's very interesting. There's sort of some foreshadowing in the end. They say, well, the elites have all my information. They know everything about me. I hope that no one will use that against me. And it's sort of like exactly right. The implicit threat that at any moment in time we can be crushed by the elites. The point is this. The repercussions now are maybe you lose your job. Maybe you get called racist. You get called some kind of...
Stay there. Tell us what the future repercussions are. Submitting now will destroy you forever. Hour number four with all of our great guests. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.